Well, I got over there, and I was just fixing to talk to him, though, and I found out he's artificial.
He's artificial? You mean it wasn't a genuine?
No, he wasn't a genuine Indian doll. And he just said, hey, he looks so natural. He just looks so
and
man.
He wasn't a genuine?
No, he wasn't. He was just advertising over there in that park. You know, he was just, he looked just like he was living. Now, he looked just like he was living. I knew almost he was living. But he wouldn't say one word.
Oh.
He wouldn't say hi or nothing.
And he was,
that girl, she just laughed at me back. She said, "Did you say anything?" I said, "He didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing." But we were in North Dakota one time, and there's one of those big Indian chick around there. I knew he was alive because he was walking around. And I went up to him, and what they was doing, he was an old Indian, though, and he was taking pictures with me and you and my wife and first one another, knowing for change. I said, just give him a nickel, a dime, or some change, something other than that. I said, that's what he's after. I said, he's wanting to make him some money. So I asked him, I said, would you have your picture made with my wife and then with me? And he said, yeah. And of course, he could talk English, and he's in North Dakota. So my wife, she made her picture made with him first, and he had all them feathers on, and he was real Indian chief, no. And then I had my picture made with him. We got him around here somewhere or another. And then I just, what change I had in pocket, I guess I had 75, 80 cents, you know. I just reached down there and pulled it out in his hand. And he thanked me for it, put it in his pocket, and he was ready to take some more pictures in. And I bet you he made $8, $10 that day.
Just get his picture back.
Yeah, just, he stayed around a little old souvenir shop. Mm-hmm. That's what he done. Now we'll get back on the business. Business part.
The business part. They used to, you go to town in a wagon, and then in later years, you go to town in a...
Well, we went down in a wagon most all the time, but later on that you'd finally accumulated to people had buggies mm-hmm. to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, they finally got little cars and things,
mm-hmm.
Model Ts,
mm-hmm.
Model T, and run on to the Model A's,
mm-hmm.
and Model T Ford, you know, and then they had the Model A Ford, and then they had the, from on, they just keep more and more different type of cars. But anyhow, people went horseback a long time. They'd go horseback. They didn't have to have too much stuff. They wouldn't go in a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And, but their wife wanted to go, they'd have to go in the wagon. That'd be about once a year, because she wouldn't want to go else. He wouldn't want her to go one.
Mm-hmm.
She would never get to go but once a year.
Well, did most people ride horses?
Well, women used to ride a whole lot, but a family woman never did ride. She had always had too many kids to have to tag along with. She'd have to go in the wagon, because she'd have to carry them with her, because they didn't have no neighbors to leave them babysitting. There wasn't no such thing as babysitting in them days, you know. And she had some kids. If she didn't have some grown girls to keep them, well, she had to carry them with her.
Well, did you ride?
Oh, yeah, we used to ride. I used to ride a horse all the time.
You rode a lot?
I used to be pretty much of a cowboy, you know, not, you know, not a Western cowboy, but I rode several bucking horses and things like that, and we rode a whole lot. We used to have a lot of cattle around here. All this land in here used to be outside,
mm-hmm.
and Daddy and me and my brother had, I expect, 300 or 400, at least 300 head of cattle up nearly, you know, all the time, and we had horses that we rode. We branded them, just like in the West. We had branding arms, things, we branded them, and then finally we bred them up to whiteface cattle, and then the stock law come along, and then we sold out and went to rice farming.
Oh.
My brother died, and then father died, and then I got one brother and two sisters. All left of us. Bells now. My wife, she got all her brothers and sisters still living. They stayed them. We all rode them days, your saddle was your main buddy.
Oh.
If you didn't have a good saddle, you didn't have anything.